Well, Lord, I just want to take a moment to say thank you, Lord, for being such a good God. Thank you for being in our midst. And we just pray, Lord, as I speak, Lord, to the congregation, that you would speak through me, and that your Spirit would be present, and you would be convicting hearts and convicting mine, including my own. And I just pray you would bless the rest of the service, and we pray all these things in your name, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Well, in just a moment, we are going to have some new members come up and share their testimonies. But before we do that, I'm going to just continue on with the message here. And I'm going to continue on with the theme or the series that we've been working on. And the series that I've been working on has been entitled Spiritual Terrorists and Spiritual Heroes. Spiritual Terrorists and Spiritual Heroes. And so last week, I talked to you about four ways that we can act as spiritual terrorists. And those four ways were, number one, we can act as a spiritual terrorist by being lukewarm. Number two, by using God or the church for personal gain. Number three, having a judgmental attitude. Or number four, we can act as spiritual terrorists by sharing a discouraging word. Now for today, I'm just going to share with you one way that we can act as spiritual heroes, because we still have some testimonies that we need to hear. So for today, one way that you can act as a spiritual hero, and I hope this is a message that will challenge both new members and old. So the passage that I'm going to read is Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 to 5. And I'm going to read that for you. It should be on the screen behind me here. Galatians 6, verses 1 to 5. You're welcome to follow along in your Bibles, but I'll just read it for you from off the screen here. It says this: Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load. And so the first point that I have, and really the only point for today at least, is that we need to, number one, carry each other's burdens. And so when you read that, if you read this passage just without really reading anything else, you might think that Paul here is saying you should help someone out when they're in need, maybe offer some physical support, emotional support, and then, you know, that's kind of it. But I think what Paul is really saying here is that you really need to carry each other's burdens in a spiritual sense. And I think what he's really saying there, when you consider the context of where this passage is in the book of Galatians, what this is really saying is you carry each other's burdens in a spiritual way by calling out sin in each other's life as you see it. So calling out sin in a brother or sister's life, keeping each other accountable. I truly believe that we have a responsibility to do that. Now, I'd like to illustrate this in a couple ways, just because that might not make a whole lot of sense to us if I just kind of say that. So here's an example of how not to do it, and then I'm going to tell you an example of how possibly to do it. So when I was in Bible college, I had a professor, and he told me a story of how he was going to go visit a pastor. And so he got to the church eventually, and he was sitting down in the office. And this was a small church, so there was just a pastor there, and an administrative assistant or a secretary. And he just noticed that something was off in their relationship. He just noticed that this woman was a very attractive woman, and she knew it, and she dressed very seductively. And as he was waiting in the office, he just noticed something was off. Something was just not quite right. And so a few moments had passed, and he went into the meeting with the pastor. And something inside of him said, hey, man, you should say something. Something is off here in their relationship. He just kind of continued on with the meeting. He didn't want to offend anybody. He didn't want to speak up and make things awkward, so he just kind of left it. And he left the meeting. He went home. Well, it turns out some time had passed, and this pastor and this secretary had left their spouses and ran off together. They had an affair. And this professor, when he was reflecting on this, he thought to himself, man, I was such a coward not to say anything. And so I think we have a responsibility to call out sin when we see it. I think we have a responsibility when we see someone headed for danger to speak up, to watch out for one another. So that was maybe an example of how maybe a brother had dropped the ball in that scenario. Let me tell you a story of how maybe someone didn't drop the ball. When I was a child, I went to the variety store with my mom, and my mom had picked out all the things she needed. But if you are a parent, you know that quite often if you have a child with you, they will beg for something. And that was me. I was a child. I can't remember how old I was. I think I was in grade 2. And I was pleading with my mom, please, mom, I want this pack of gum. Please, please, no, please. No, you can't have it, Ryan. Please, mom, no. And so when my mom wasn't looking, when the cashier wasn't looking, I grabbed this pack of gum, I put it in my pocket, ran out the door, walked out the door very casually. And I had stolen this pack of gum. And I thought it was pretty slick. I thought it was pretty smart. Until I gave my brother a piece of gum. And then all of a sudden, the two of us boys are chewing on gum in the basement. And he walks upstairs and she notices he's chewing gum. And I walk upstairs and she notices that I'm chewing gum. And now my mom's not stupid. She had a conversation with us and she realized that I had stolen this pack of gum. And I'll never forget what happened. She took me straight back to the variety store, and she made me, with tears in my eyes, apologize to this cashier, pay for the gum, and return the gum. I was so humiliated. I felt so guilty. I felt so bad for what I had done. But that very day, my mom acted as a spiritual hero in my life because she saved me from something potentially far worse in the future. She corrected a sin in my life that needed correcting. And so when we call out sin in each other's lives and we keep each other accountable, when we challenge each other, we act as spiritual heroes in the church. And so one of the things, too, we kind of ask ourselves, well, how do you do that? Well, verse 1 says very clearly, you do it gently. You do it very gently. You don't shove things in people's faces. You just do it with wisdom and tact. Another way that you can carry each other's burdens is not just in a spiritual sense, but in a practical, emotional kind of sense as well. Now, as you know, my wife and I just moved from Ontario. We left our family and friends there, and we moved to Abbotsford. Likewise, we have another couple in our congregation, Nathan and Tiffany, who are becoming members at our church as of today. And they, similar story, they left friends and family in Ontario, and they moved to Abbotsford. Now, I heard through the grapevine that Nathan's wife was having a hard time with that, and guess what? My wife was having a hard time with that, too. And so I called Nathan up and said, hey, Nathan, I hear we have something in common. How about we pray together about that? How about we pray for our wives? And so we went out for breakfast about a week or two ago, and we had breakfast. We came back to the church, and just in our cars, we prayed for each other's wives. You know, why go through life pretending like you have it all together? Why go through life trying to solve your own problems depending on yourself? The body of Christ is called to lean on each other, to help each other out. Amen? And so we did that. I don't have it all together. Nathan doesn't have it all together. Our wives don't have it all together. And neither do any of you. And so I would encourage you and challenge you. Didn't mean to offend anybody there. If you got something going on, tell somebody, hook up with somebody, pray with one another, support each other. I want to close this message with a song. I don't believe it's a Christian song, but man, this is a song I think we should sing to each other more often in churches. I love this song, and the song fits so well with this theme of being a spiritual hero, carrying each other's burdens, leaning on each other, and especially when we think of bringing new members into our church. This is something we should really just hold deep into our hearts, that we need to be a body of believers that lean on each other when times are tough. So if you know this song, sing it, sing along and sing it well and sing it out, no problem. And as the song is ending, I'm going to encourage those who are becoming members to join me on the stage just as the song fades out. So go ahead there, guys. Thanks.
lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I
Yeah, so lean on me. We need to be a church. You know, if the church was known to be a people who lean on each other, I kind of wonder if that's the best evangelistic tool you can have. Help each other out, support each other, love each other. And when that happens, people, I think, would be attracted to the body of Christ. Well, thank you, members. I'm going to ask all the members to come right back up on the stage, actually. I forgot to mention in my message, and maybe it's appropriate to share now, I sense that God is working in our church, and God's doing some great stuff here, but at the same time, I do sense that Satan is not happy. And so there's some sense that I've been feeling this past couple weeks that it feels like the enemy is trying to attack in weird ways. And especially as I spoke last week, I felt like I was challenged in some ways in my spirit. And so I just want to encourage you, please, please pray. Please be on guard. And in fact, about a month ago, I challenged the congregation to pray and fast in some measure, in some way, in the month of September. Well, there's one more day left in September, and that's tomorrow. And so I would encourage you, if you haven't, if you're meaning to fast and pray in some way, shape, or form, maybe use tomorrow, a portion of a day or the whole day, however you feel led to do that. I pray that God would continue to work in our congregation, that he would bring unity to our congregation as he has. And pray against Satan and his tactics. I was sharing this with someone earlier before. I'm not sure if this is the right lingo, but spiritually sensitive person. I'm not looking for demons under every bush. But at the same time, I really do sense that there is a battle going on, not just in our church, but in our world today. And I'm seeing that and sensing that in different ways. But anyway, so please keep these new members in your prayers. Please keep this church in your prayers. And so members, I'd like to ask you a couple questions, and in case you don't know the answer, I'm going to tell you that the correct answer for both these questions is yes. Okay? So, members, I'd like to ask you these two simple questions. Number one, having already come to faith in Christ and being baptized, do you reaffirm today Jesus as your Lord and Savior with the understanding that he died on the cross for your sins and that he rose again 3 days later?
Yes.
Awesome. Number two, is it your intention to contribute towards the work of the kingdom of God by becoming members of Grace Church and supporting it and its people as outlined in the membership document?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, all these members were interviewed by the board and myself, and we went through a membership class, and it's my privilege, based on your testimony and just answering those questions, to officially welcome you as members to our church here at Grace Church. So let's give them a hand. And I'm just going to ask Henry, the chair of the board, to just officially welcome these new members as the board chairman, and also just say a word of prayer as the worship team comes back to lead us.
Wow, have you been blessed this morning? Amen. On behalf of the whole church, we want to welcome you all as members of this church, and we trust to see you and get to know you better. And I have a challenge for all of you out there. You've heard these testimonies. You may not remember all their names. So please make an effort to get to know these people. Okay? When Sunday morning, when we have the 5 minutes, find them and talk to them. Okay? All right, would you pray with me? Dear God and Heavenly Father, you are an awesome God. And we love you, Lord. And we thank you for blessing us today. And Father, I thank you for each one who is up here on this platform. God, I just pray that you will continue to guide them in their spiritual walk. Lord, that they might truly work together with the rest of us at Grace Church. And I pray that the rest of us will get to know them, will welcome them, will help them, that truly we might be spiritual heroes one to another. Thank you, Father. We can do this by the power of your Holy Spirit. And we commit that to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, amen. That's a great way to end the service, giving God the glory, because at the end of the day, he should get all the credit. Amen? Amen. Amen. Hey, a couple things. So if you're interested in baptism or membership, please let me know. Also, next week, I'll be continuing my series on spiritual terrorists and spiritual heroes, and I'll be focusing on next week more so on the spiritual hero side of things. Other than that, thanks for coming, and you're dismissed. Thank you.